from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. is accusing Sudan of trying to intimidate countries considering joining a United Nations force for Darfur. Sudan said today that such a force would amount to an invasion. The U.S., the U.N., and others say they are just trying to end what the Bush administration has called a genocide. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, was fuming today about a letter the government of Sudan sent to potential troop contributors for a U.N. force. The letter said, quote, volunteering peacekeepers will be considered a hostile act and a prelude to an invasion.
This is an unprecedented assertion by a government that's about to be the beneficiary of an extended U.N. peacekeeping mission, attempting to intimidate potential troop contributing countries and to assert that a humanitarian mission to prevent genocide in Darfur is the prelude to an invasion of the country.
Sudan agreed to allow the UN to bolster an ill-equipped African Union force already on the ground, but rejects the idea of the UN taking over. While all of the diplomatic focus has been on this issue, aid workers and U.S. officials acknowledge that a UN force is just a temporary fix. In a recent speech on Sudan, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the goal has to go well beyond sending in UN troops and feeding the hungry.
Our goal is and must be more ambitious than that. We do not want the people of Darfur to live forever in refugee camps.
But encouraging people to go home will be a major challenge, according to Christoph Harnisch of the International Committee of the Red Cross. More than 2 million people have been uprooted in Darfur, and now more are on the run because of a new Sudanese government offensive. Harnisch describes the displaced camps as looking more and more permanent.
It is going to be extremely difficult to get them back to their areas of origin. The environment is just not conducive to convince people to go back.
The International Committee of the Red Cross has spent the last couple of years aiding people in remote areas to try to convince them to stay home rather than to head to camps. But the government's offensive and the splintering of rebel movements in Darfur has made it almost impossible for aid workers to move around much. Harnisch says UN troops may face some of the same difficulties that aid workers and African Union peacekeepers have had.
Darfur today is a patchwork of many different situations, localized dynamics that exist. What we can see is a tendency of the AU troops to stay in their barracks because they also had to suffer attacks against their troops. Anybody who thinks now about the deployment will have to take this into consideration as well.
Still, diplomats are piling on the pressure to get Sudan to agree to let in UN troops. In what sounded like a threat, Secretary Rice said recently that Sudan has a choice, cooperation or confrontation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.